But we all, with an open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. This is an acaso, where resolves are compelled with Apostle Epha Emmanuel. As we behold God's word today, we become the true reflection of His word. You will be blessed.
There are conversations about you happening in the course of eternity. In Zion, they don't waste resources. All the angelic protection that makes sure you go out every day and come back. All the angel dispatched to make sure that the hurt, mind you, if you are a man of the spirit, every day is a day of war. There is warfare every day. So if you survive any day, they were angels that were these resources of heaven were used to keep you alive. In fact, the psalmist says, I shall not die but live to declare the works of the Lord. If your life is not declaring His work, there is no guarantee for life. You don't know you are the tree we speak about. That's why you see obituary on the streets. You don't know yet that nobody have promised you tomorrow. You don't know that the only reason why you will remain in the world of the living is that in the day where spirits go for deliberations, different spirits will mention the name of their candidates. You see, extend this one. There are many accidents you will never be able to stop. It will be that you are inside but you did not die. But you will see 1,000 will fall by your side. Are they not also children of God? 10,000 by your right hand side. But they say you. You know, we think we have time. Let's celebrate our brother. God bless you for that spiritual peace. A generation is colonized. We pretend more than any other generation. We have big grammars. We have all kinds of dangerous utterances. Yet, the report card shows that our life is void of the presence. The average man is sleeping the sleep of Adam. He does not know that he's dead. Right now, as I speak to you, that thing you ended your drama with, that is the current speaking of the Spirit. Awake. A generation has come to their season of manifestation. If they miss this window, the harvest must waste. The ministers that will harvest the harvest of our generation, they will be subscribed from our own generation. It is a man from our race that will speak the language of this age. The elders have spoken to their own generation. They have won the souls of their own generation. Our own generation, the ministers, they will rise from among us. There's somebody that can communicate the language they will hear. And so the Spirit beckons on you every night. You are still sleeping the sleep of Adam. They are looking that the harvest season has come. All the crops are ripe, but the laborers are not there. They use dangerous metaphors in this drama, that the lamp has lost its light. The wine that quenched our thirst has run dry. There is scarcity in the land. They say in the day of war, a chicken has weight more than a cow. So when men went to face principalities, when men spoke against systems, the system showed us that we have not stayed with God long enough. Our brother says, I encounter Yahweh. Our generation lacks encounter. We have not seen the God of the burning bush, and you went before Pharaoh. So our story is littered with all kinds of disappointment, all kinds of mockery. I'm speaking like this. Somebody's mind is saying, wow, this is powerful. It is because you are dead. That's why you cannot hear the sound of the living. Genesis chapter 3 verse 14. The Bible speaking, it says to Satan, because you have done this, you are cursed above all the cattle of the field. On thy belly shall thou go, and dust you will eat for the rest of your days. Please, if you are hearing me, say amen. We all know, like I always say, that snakes don't eat sand. So what was God saying to the serpent? You will eat dust for the rest of your days. There is a particular nature of man that was made from the dust, his body, the flesh. God is saying, since you brought this man down using this link called the body, I limit you to only do business with this man through that same route that you used to bring him down, the flesh. You will have access to no other part of him. Let me tell you why a strict instruction was left in scripture to suffer not a witch to live. The premise upon which witchcraft is built is that a man will willfully give Satan extra access, more than that which is allotted to him from the corridors of eternity. So a witch will tell that covenant, initiate that you can send message to me through other things apart from my flesh. You can reach out to me through my soul. A witch's body can be on the bed and a portion of her has gone to a meeting. But the instruction was only dust was Satan supposed to eat. But some people have chosen to give him access more than dust. And so when they do that, they have alienated themselves from him. I'm saying something with all I'm saying. That statement alone, that Satan will eat dust, is a dangerous opening, showing you that in one human being, there is a prophecy. In Luke chapter 17 verse 21, the Bible says, the kingdom of God is within you. Within you how? From the studios of eternity, from the labs of ordination. When they were making you fearfully and wonderfully, they factored a burden that is in tandem with an ability, that it's only when you begin to give expression to your spirit man to find relevance, that is when you will now know that you have that ability. But also, while they were doing that, the man and the woman that met inside time, I hope you know that your parents coming together is just an excuse to give you a body. Because in Jeremiah 1 verse 5, it says, before you were formed in your mother's womb, before that one started, I knew you. I sanctified you. I ordained you. The coming together is to form a body. In Hebrews chapter 10, it says, a body hast thou prepared for me. For me. So there's somebody called me. Then a body is prepared for that person they call me. While they were forging your spirit man and factoring you with abilities and forging bodies into you, when your father was coping your mother, there were many spirits also conscious that these two things would produce a human body one day. And so they also began to look for all the sin that was, you know, very, very interesting in your bloodline. The sin that besets people from where you come from. There are people, normally, they don't struggle with some things. But they have their area where everybody in the family is trusting God for mercy. If you can hear me, say amen. Those spirits, they begin to register these things through the law of sin and death contained in the body, the flesh. We all know that Satan will eat that flesh, that dust. That's where he will do his business from. So he is waiting for you before you come and enter your body. Before you even enter that body, Satan had known what you will struggle with. He has seen what your ancestors struggled with. There are families that their challenge is anger. Everybody is angry. I shared the story sometime, people laughed. I've seen a little boy already angry. He will just, as he's walking, he'll just angry. His father is an angry man. Everybody is angry. They say our own challenge for this family. Nah, anger, but if not, we'll be good people. A boy in Nursery 2 in Sabo Jari. Nursery 2 student carried a Nursery 2 girl to the toilet and was raising her skirt up. Then they now caught two of them, Nursery 2. It's follow come. It's not taught. Nobody taught him. I'm trying to see. There are abilities that came with your flesh. And he says, he that sows to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. If you don't know that there is a prophet, just the way there's a burden in your spirit about bringing the will of God to pass, there is also a prophecy that only your flesh can help Satan achieve. And if you follow that flesh, you will become something you will be surprised. The flesh will push you. If you are doing everything your body is telling you to do, you will be surprised at yourself. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1. He says, seeing them that we are surrounded with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that easily besets us. Don't pretend this night. I'll tell you why the army of the Lord, I'll tell you how they were crippled. Mind you, the strength of darkness is secrecy. If you hide your sin, you will not prosper. The way you carry foundation and cover pimples, you can use hypocrisy and display yourself like a righteous man, and Satan will say, you do well. Continue. If you raise your voice to sing, he will encourage you by helping three people to fall and break chairs. Then you will think you are on course. You will journey that path until you hear an utterance. The same voice that said, before you were formed, I knew you. You will now hear, depart from me, I know you not. The army of the Lord is crippled. But from contacts like this, I know the counsel of God must come for our generation. I hope you know the age of the average Yahoo boy. 13 years, 15 years, they are already actively practitioners of Yahoo. It was my friend Pastor John that was sharing on Friday. Have you seen any old Yahoo man? They don't live long. They don't. You don't follow the story long enough. That's why you don't see how the wicked end. The only thing you see is in the day of his strength, you now say, Kai, these people are enjoying. You didn't see the evening of his life. You didn't see the seed that... There are people here struggling things that they have no business with. They are innocent. But a generation did something that till today, the scale of justice has not been balanced. Just in case you are here and you are beginning to contemplate joining that trade, may God deliver you very quickly. Amen. So how are we going to rise? What's the way forward? Because I know, as much as I believe in my heart that I have a special place to play in God's agenda, I know you are also convinced too. It says, before you were formed, he knew you, he has called you. But you see, in the season of manifestation, many were called, but only few can be chosen. It does not matter that you have arrived. For many people, the flesh, that economy in the flesh, it is what is leading you. And you will never be able to stumble upon your true abilities if you don't change what you live for and begin to press for the spirit. You eat anytime you want to eat. There is no particular structure that makes for spiritual growth. Our spiritual activities are haphazard. I feel like make I just take one retreat. Feel like you do that, it's after 2 months again before you think of a retreat. And some people, even here, worst case, you only enter those mode anytime you have a nightmare, then you become a violent man in prayer. You follow the next day with fasting and prayer. After 2-3 days, you are back to your real self. And you don't know that every night, every day you are on that phone, every day you are just... I hope you know, most of the times, as you are holding the phone like that, there's nothing really that you are doing. You are just flipping, just checking. You would think it's not even news you are reading. You just see somebody's picture and look it and zoom it with your hand like this, then you will now bring it back and next, and for close to 3 hours, 4 hours, because the spirits, they are not calculating what you are doing there. They are looking at the end of the day, how many hours have you given to that thing. I'm not joking. Jesus, that thing you are doing, spirits call it sowing to the flesh. This is why it is impossible to be righteous, because you have sown to a nature, and so the nature is the biggest. the light kit, the sound kit. These are the things that those systems are combating. And just in case you say you are not really, you know, into all those things, so you don't have any challenge in that regard. There is a call tonight. A heavy weight upon our generation. Are we going to waste? Or will the counsel of God come to pass in our days? I don't want to be normal. I don't want to be little. I know what is inside my flesh. I've seen the kind of flesh that is in my bloodline. And so when people are trying to do things and say, but it's not a sin now, I know who is coming for me. Somebody, you need to go and check which enemy comes from the place you are coming from. Who does Satan send always to stop men? When you are conscious of that, then you will know how to prepare yourself. I conclude tonight by giving a brief narrative. The state of the average Christian in our generation. If you see any man rise in this generation, he will overcome two layers of darkness. First, he will overcome the darkness that covers the earth. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 2. Two, he will overcome the gross darkness that covers the people. If you see any head, raise up. If you hear any voice like the sound of a trumpet, know that he has overcome two layers of darkness. The darkness that covers the earth is a general excuse, a general proclivity, a general tendency, a general compromise that is, you know, a challenge for a generation. Everybody can say, "Body no be firewood," right? Everybody can say that. But some men will hold themselves to a higher level of consecration. God did not give them extra strength. This is why there is reward for those who overcome. Because there is no extra advantage. It's just people deciding to pay prices. For many of you, we have not even realized the darkness that covers the earth first. Let alone the gross darkness that covers the people. That gross darkness that covers the people is a program installed in your flesh. Before you assume the use of your body, there is a gross darkness that has been installed in the flesh. Please don't get distracted. The same way they install a program in the flesh, and if you just start life, you will find out there's a yearning in your flesh that is constantly opposing the counsel of God. You will find out, like the apostle, the things which you want to do, you don't see yourself doing them. Is the things which you don't want to do. And he's referring to that spirit inside him. There's a spirit in man. Job chapter 32 verse 8. The inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. There is a spirit that carries the yearning for holiness. The yearning to be right with God. A body in about your ordination. But there's also a flesh that spirit is inside. That also carries another prophecy. So you may either become a shame, or you can become honorable. There is a program in the flesh that makes that nobody in the family actually even marries officially. So they must get pregnant. Everybody. Now they are used to it. And so you now say, like me, I know the church where I will get. It will take you living from your spirit. If you sow to the flesh, you will of the flesh reap corruption. If you sow to the spirit. So the idea is not how you are living. The idea is, where are you sowing to? And you sow by your daily action. You sow by what you are giving time to. What takes the bulk of our time is entertainment. Entertainment carries the majority of our time in our generation. Your mind, Your mind is like a flash drive. Everything you are seeing, everything you are hearing is being saved in that flash drive called your mind. And the Bible says, as he thinks in his mind, so he is. Anything that enters your mind will enter your life. The wall is to guard the gates. Which gate? The gate of the eyes, light gate, and the gate of the ears, sound gate. Ah, Davido did not say anything wrong. It is not about what he said. It is the spirit that follows that song as he sang it. It is the spirit that bettered the inspiration of the lyrics. We can never be more than the things we see and the things we hear. The child, John, was in the wilderness. Why didn't he live with men? Ah, consecration demands that you separate. He says, come out from among them and be ye separate. Touch not the unclean thing and I will be with you. Come out from who? The ungodly generation. Decide today that you want to fast, you want to press and touch God and see how many things were hidden inside your flesh. Suddenly, your body will start revolting and say, me, I'm not in this fasting thing. You will start feeling hungry. You that can go to 2 p.m. and forget that you have not eaten breakfast because you say you want to fast, you will find out that the flesh was alive. He will rebel against you. He will choose immediately to show you that he has a voice. He has a will. I will live righteous now. Suddenly, that boy you have been liking since, that have not been giving you attention, as you just decide, the flesh will show you that there is a yearning.
Blow like a mighty wind, spirit of victory, cover us with your wings.
You see, I'm happy that it's raining. You can't escape again. You know, there was somebody that, as I began to emphasize on this matter of the flesh, you just covered your jota and you began to look for the nearest escape route. But God brought the rain. Can you tell yourself, I will not be a fake? Come on, say it again. I cannot be a fake. This is the predicament of our generation. Look like it, sound like it, but don't be it. The devil wants to keep you in a tendency in the secret. Then openly, you will be talking bogus things. Our life is void of power. And the message for this generation is in the lip of the prophet of this generation. Where are the... We want to excite ourselves. Then we will now go and carry samples from the life of 18th and 19th century men and say the days of Catherine Kuhlman. Catherine Kuhlman is dead, though. You are alive. And yet, when you want to talk about the power of God, you need to go and carry a dead person as an example. But you are alive. You talk about Lestra Sumra, and man, the meeting will start boiling. Brothers will start. Bah, 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 bah. But the truth is, the person who is doing this charge, after 50 minutes, when they meet outside, the next language in his mouth, that was the same mouth that say, hatapa, katapa, etokoto. After 5 minutes, guy, half an hour. I beg, that girl don't text you. Two different individuals. We enter church and we say, let's be in the mood of worship. The mood. So we have a kind of person we are anytime we enter a place where righteousness is the demand. Righteousness has become a mood. Can we pray for 2 minutes? Lord, make me pure. Make me real. Make me genuine. Make me true. Are you not tired? How long? How long will this drama continue? Jesus.
Like a mighty wind, Spirit of victory, cover us with your wings.
I am tired. Any tree that does not bear fruit will be cut down. Don't be deceived. One of these days they will open your file again and say, how long are we going to keep protecting him? How long are we going to keep sustaining her? Any tree that beareth not fruit will be cut down. The cycle of transition is almost complete. You don't have forever to manifest. Manifestation is a season in the spirit. The child, John, grew and was in the wilderness until the season of his manifestation. Manifestation is a season. If you miss that season, if you like, get up like a giraffe tomorrow. If the day of your, he says, in the day of your power, your people will be willing. The willingness of your people is only in the day of your power. If you miss the day of your power, if you like, shout. Nobody will hear your voice. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound an alarm upon my holy mountain. He says, the inhabitants must tremble. Who are the inhabitants? And when can you blow the trumpet? Who are the ones that can climb the peak of Mount Zion and blow a trumpet? Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? Who shall climb his holy mountain? He that has a clean hands and a pure heart. The spirit beckons. He cries, awake. That is the cry for our generation now. Awake. Because many sleep the sleep of Adam. They know you are a mighty man, but your might dimension has not shown forth yet. Because the flesh, the dust, has buried the talent. The flesh is that dust. That dust can bury your talent. It is the dust that buried the talent of the wicked servant. He says, I have buried it. Now you are joining people complaining when you were supposed to be the solution of that problem. You came into time with an anointing that you have never shown forth, because you continue to gratify the appetite of the flesh. You continue to live for how you feel. And a Christian is not meant to live as he feels. He lives for a government. It's time for violence. I know it will take violence to live righteous, so I became violent. People say it's a boring life. They say I'm a true guy, but I know that if you want people to like you in this world, you will never touch God. So that they come and say, I like your kind of Christianity. Tap the person by your side, say, overdo it. Overdo it, oh. You will not have this strength that you have now again, sister. You will never have it. As age continues to accrue, one day you will try to pray for 1 hour, your back will start paining you. Nature will tell you, sit down, okay? You have missed your season of appearing. Sister, a little girl that looks like you one day will come and meet you and say, Mommy, Ojuju is pursuing me. That one you cannot use Panadol. Paracetamol cannot help. If you don't have a chemist in the spirit, you can't solve those things. And so this is why he said, remember now thy creator in the day of thy youth. It's only now you can download God. Mind you, there are different things already downloaded on inside your flesh by default. It's a follow-come app. before your spirit enters that body, there are programs that are already inside here with negative prophecies waiting to be fulfilled. Without Jesus, I know what I will become. It's already inside my flesh. Tendencies. And so it will require power. He says, for as many as receive him, to them he gave power to become. Power to become. It takes power to become what God called you to be. It will take violence. I refuse to be small. I refuse to add to the number of confused people. I refuse to bring shame to God. You know why I know these things? We finished one, some of you were there. After one violent meeting, a man pointed me on the street and said, you, when we finish with you, you will become an abominable thing in the hand of God. And then he walked away. So you now think me, after hearing that utterance, I will now go back and be living my life as I like. Be watching films. You don't have scope more than me. I can scope a girl more than you. You don't like yourself, that's why. You pretend like you want to be great, but you are not willing to pay the price. Greatness comes at a cost. Greatness comes at a cost. Let me tell you one truth. Never be deceived. There are only few people that are true with God. And God is jealous about them. Very jealous about them. Can you tell yourself I will be true? I've told you the temptation of our own time is to pretend, look like it, sound like it, appear like it, but don't be it. How long? How long would we continue like this? Some of you, as I speak to you right now, the Holy Ghost is giving you instructions what to do quickly. If you must register with the season of your appearing, you are almost losing that season. It is in this age that Daddy Oedipo started. Daddy Oedipo was 21 years when he declared national fasting for Nigeria. 21 years. You say, when I grow up, and you are already 24. When I grow up to what now? You say, I know one day, in the future, one day I will fast for 40 days, then I will hold something. Pastor Chris Oyakilome started teaching at the age of 18 on campus. Pastor W.F. Kumui on campus at the age of 22. Should I go ahead and speak to you about Dr. Paul Enenche? Campus. You don't know the age where people appear, and the devil wants you to miss it, so that in our age, when the army of the Lord converge, the number will be few, because only few men reported for duty. Many were called, only few were chosen. Everybody was busy doing their thing, and it is because of the message the flesh is sending us. You already know that you have a great work to do in the agenda. Of course, everybody is called, but some of us are given special assignments. You know yourself already, and your one challenge is if you only can hold on to the altar of consecration. There are people here, because I know I'm not talking to everybody. You know that if you can go consistent with God for even just 2 months, you know that you will become a sign and a wonder. You know what God does with you, even in your predicaments, in your compromise, in all of your rising and falling. You know the signature of God, he continues to sign on you. Imagine if you now sustain a clean hands and a pure heart. Suddenly your feet will begin to ascend the mount of Zion. Suddenly your voice becomes the sound of a trumpet. Suddenly a whole land is subjected to your command. But we're not ready to pay the price of appearing. How long would you continue to live for pleasure? And it will take this price before you appear in your generation. The army of the Lord are converging already. You need to break out from that nature. There is a nature inside you. It will take it to crack. Can you pray? Can you pray? That nature must fall. I cannot continue like this. There is a river in your inside. The kingdom of God is within you. Can you pray? fire. Your season of manifestation is almost eluding you. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Can you pray some more? Pray the gift of God. Atu akopo bona manana te sevo katata. Atakuna mbele kenombe. Diana Tarua Economendo Mima Eto Kumanina Shayadaba Kwane Monote Shetatatatata Panato Papa 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 Shabata Pata Pata Zonemana Sekakanemas Sekotoperabana Ta Takwate Evon Tekena Mamia Komima Munata. An army is rising. An army is rising. Would you join them? Would you join them? Would you join them? Some will fight in the air. Some will fight on the land. Some will fly. Would you join them? An army is rising. Hey! Helena Makwa. Tawa Eloma. Soso de Razania. Tete Komeno. You can see the sign. You can see the signs. You used to have dreams before. Dreams where men will appear to you and be telling you about the kingdom. Now you hardly have those dreams again. You are almost missing your season of appearing. You used to sleep and see yourself ministering before. Now those dreams don't come again. Sister, you are almost missing your season. Why are you quiet in a day like this? Every talent given to me that has been buried by the flesh, that has been buried by the flesh, as I begin to pray, as I begin to pray,
wherever you are, chanting the Holy Ghost, dancing the Holy Ghost. Chanting the Holy Ghost. Atakapate. There you are. Rato kopera para sazavina. Shakatapata. Etwa kope memendo. Rumbu la bamatata. Regete pera tamanamo. Tekono. Eviata. Kanondende pera. Shaikanamande. Erwa.
just one impartation tonight. One. As I'm led by the Spirit. One. There is a wickedness that has combated our generation. And it is a strategy of dust. Dust meaning the flesh. Burying the talents given to men from the studios of ordination. Dust hiding your ability. Dust hiding your fame. Dust hiding your ordination. I will sing one song of ordination. And the power of God will break out here. Everybody that wicked spirits are warring against, to make sure they don't stand tall in their generation, the fire of God will descend upon us. Pray for 30 seconds. Visit me, oh God. Visit me. Restore my fire. Restore my fire. Restore my fire. Show me the secret treasure I have. I don't know who I am. I'm competing with men.
I can see with the eyes of my spirit. I can hear a sound of a new church rising. Yes, I know there will be men of the presence. They are coming from afar. They are coming from afar. I can see with the eyes of my spirit. I can hear a sound of a new church rising. Yes, I know there will be men of fire. They are coming from afar. They are coming from afar. Oh, 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 oh.
The river will break out now. It is inside you. The flesh is trying to stop it from flowing. But out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. What will come out of you will quench the thirst of nations, of cities, of territories, of countries and continents. The river will break out now. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Please touch, touch. From the back to the front, the left to the right. Let the river flow. Let the river flow. River, flow. Let the river flow.
We trust that you have been blessed by God's word today. Well, you can follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/anacazomissioninternational.ami or join us on our Telegram channel at Anacazo Mission International. You can also download more of our messages on our Telegram channel. Thank you. May